Well, we have a special treat for you this week. I have an interview with Philip Kozlowski, who's a writer for Alitea, among other venues. But he's also put together a series of comic books. This seems to be a new thing that's going on in our world today, in our Catholic world. Catholic comic books that are talking about Catholic adventures or adventures from a Catholic perspective. The one that led me to Philip was something called Finian and the Seven Mountains. Beautifully done. And as you know, if you've ever seen the interview I've done with Doug Ernst, who did Soul Finder, which is another series of comic books from another company, you know, this is becoming a thing. People who are putting together Catholic adventures using comic books. I think the evangelicals may have been doing this for a long time. But I met over online, I didn't meet him in person, Philip Kozlowski, and what a find. He is about 34 years old, and he's got a passion for spreading the faith and teaching people about the faith. And he talks about his passion, how it started, and also something that I want to talk about starting at St. Anthony Parish in Alston called the Dead Theologian Society. So after I heard the interview, or after I did the interview, I guess, since I heard it, but I also did it, I definitely gave them, looked them up, Dead Theologian Society. In the meantime, you are listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And now, the first part of my interview with Philip Kozlowski. So I'm fascinated not only by the comic book, which I got from Voyage, Finian and the Seven Mountains, but I've seen so much of the other, or your writing and everything else. I'm just fascinated by your real devotion to the Catholic faith and spreading the faith. What started you doing all of this?
Sure. Shortly after graduating from college, I just started working at a parish. And initially, I was doing kind of faith formation work, kind of, you know, RCA and marriage preparation. And I did that for about 6 years. But in the midst of it, I started to discern, like, how best to use my talents. And I came across this program. I think it's called the St. Catherine of Siena Institute, where you can discern kind of like your charisms. And they talk a lot in the New Testament about these different charisms. And so I wanted to kind of figure out, you know, what is my charism? And for me, I just kind of became clear that, like, teaching, you know, kind of in classes, in classroom settings, just wasn't kind of my charism. But then I kind of discovered that that instead it was writing. Mm-hmm. And so I started my own blog, and then kind of after doing that, just kind of discovering that it was kind of being successful. People were it was bearing fruit. And so then shortly after kind of I started this blog, then I was getting requests to kind of write for National Catholic Register, and then Alitea, and then I was able to kind of dedicate myself full-time to writing when I was kind of brought on as a staff writer for Alitea. And I've been kind of doing that ever since for about 5 years now.
Do you come from a Catholic, well, obviously you come from a Catholic background, but are you what we would call a cradle Catholic, or were you a convert, or what's your Catholic background?
Sure. Yeah, I definitely would, classify myself as kind of, like a cradle Catholic. So I was born and raised Catholic. My family, you know, we're Catholic, but, you know, for the most part, it was just kind of going to Mass on Sundays, you know, maybe praying before meals, but it wasn't anything extraordinary. And then I'd say probably like in high school, I started to kind of really question things, and it was then that I was fortunate to kind of be in contact with a really good youth group in the area, which kind of just really supported me in my search for the truth. And then that just kind of, you know, really kind of springboarded me into kind of further discovering like what it is, how can I best serve God in the church.
That sounds fascinating. Tell me a little bit about the youth group. What went on that would lead you to be searching for the truth? Not saying that youth groups don't do that, but what was important about this one?
Sure, yeah. So the youth group that I joined in high school, it's, I believe it's now kind of more national. I don't know how well known it is today, but at the time, it was called the Dead Theologian Society.
Oh my God, that's wonderful!
And so that group—I think it's still in existence today in different parishes—and it kind of focuses on exposing youth and adults to the saints, but then also kind of giving them kind of more of an experience too, because it's not just a meeting in a classroom, but it's usually these youth groups, you kind of set the scene. It's in the church basement and it's, you know, kind of lit by candlelight, and there's, you know, kind of like statues and you know, incense, and it's kind of more of an experience of kind of of the mystery of the Catholic Church. And so I think that was, that's all for me at least, to kind of, you know, foster that sense of just kind of the ancient nature of the church and how old it is and how, you know, just there's so much under the surface that you need to just kind of search for it sometimes.
You know, I was shocked when you said that. I've always wanted to start a group like that, and I didn't know that there was such a group. And that's fascinating. I'm definitely going to look into that, the Dead Theologian Society. I'm assuming it's the idea is kind of based on the movie Dead Poets Society.
From I remember that the founders were inspired by that movie, the Dead Poets Society, and. So it really helped me, from what I understand, it is still in existence today. So,
well, it obviously bore much fruit, because I'm looking over. First of all, you run your own Catholic comic book company. Am I right in saying that?
Yep.
And this is Voyage Comics, and they're all comic books having to do with the Catholic faith, and you have a focus on spiritual combat, which I see from philkozlowski.com, which we will also let people know about again in the program. I have Finian and the Seven Mountains, and apparently this is based on a legend of Saint Michael the Archangel.
So the Finian series, Finian and the Seven Mountains, it's based off of kind of, there's this kind of legend or story called the Sword of St. Michael, and it's essentially there are these seven monasteries in Europe. They're all dedicated in some way to St. Michael, and what's unique about them is they're all on these kind of islands or in these like mountainous regions. And if you look on a map, they have, you know, if you drew a line over them, there's like a direct Erolf that starts at in Ireland that goes right to Israel. And each of these sites had their own kind of connection to St. Michael, just different apparitions, and you know, some of them also claim to have like relics of St. Michael as well. And yeah, so our comic book series kind of dives into these legends and stories, and kind of expands on them to kind of making it into just kind of an exciting journey. And yeah, and currently we're on kind of the fifth of the seven mountains so far. Yeah, it's been really enjoyable making the comic book.
And we're going to play more of the interview I had with Philip Kozlowski tomorrow. Great, great discussion with him. And we're going to talk more about that tomorrow. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Mawson, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. We'll talk more with Philip Kozlowski tomorrow, but in the meantime, you can visit his website, Philip, that's with one L, philipkozlowski.com, philipkozlowski.com, that's with a K, and no C's in that, that's with a K. And we will see you tomorrow. Don't forget, we have the discussion about St. Thomas Aquinas tonight, 7 o'clock at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.